you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. I do want to say before we go any further that as most of us realize, next week is Mrs. Webb's last time with the county. And we thank you for all you've done for the county. And I say today it's her last time taking minutes because Robin isn't here. So she'd like if everybody would talk a little less than what these normally do. So minutes were shorter. So if we can try to help her out, that would be a good thing. We had the minutes of February 4th. Any questions, concerns, corrections? There are none that will stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Mm-hmm. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. First thing is with Board of Adjustment is basically when you have a property coming in that's coming in for conditional use, it may need a variance for a couple of things. Is there should be a precedent set that the conditional use, the use should be approved before the variances are approved. It just seems like last night there seemed to be a little confusion or a little bit a case on there that concerned it. Also too is with watching that last night, there's certain things that I believe should be done by Board of Adjustment with variances for sheds, certain structures, certain uses. But when it comes to a lot of the different special uses and different conditionals, is if you don't have the use, how can you get the variance approved for your property? It's just like when you came, the one case came in for the pool, and then they needed a fence for the front. Board of Adjustment approved the fence, but then denied the pool in the front. So what was the use of getting the fence? How was the fence variance granted when the base was based on the pool, if you have to meet their five criteria? The other major issue that seems to be come up is with the advantage of the cluster subdivisions coming through, just going through planning and zoning, and not having to come in front of county council. Now, if they have their minimum lot sizes, and I would assume they're considered a standard lot subdivision, the lot's your standard size. How can a builder, developer, or somebody come in and say, in that development, they now have a unique lot, and now go into the setbacks? When you do have other residents finally coming in and speaking up, saying we built our house in the envelope, and these other ones all want to go bigger, so you should really, if you can figure out how to do this, have a discussion about it, and come up with what is a unique property. How can a standard lot and a standard subdivision or a cluster subdivision, how can any one of them lots be unique? If it's unique and different, then that whole subdivision should come in front of county council if it's different. You keep having different builders, different this coming in for the developments. You're given, they want to take advantage of the 7,500 square foot lot sizes, but yet they want to put the building on all the blueprint, and you have them coming in for other things, or they're totally going over the size. It's something that you really should consider and do it soon while the economy is still flying and the process is still going on.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, I'm going to tell you something. My wife, Jenna, doesn't have too much to say about politics or county council or whatever. But you should have heard her the other day. where she come unglued on you guys, and you sure wouldn't want to know what she had to say about you, because she ain't got a use for you guys at all, because she said, what are them guys wasting our time? We've done been asking for Victor Paul Rigger, but, hey, there's some things that need to be changed. You guys won't even discuss it. You don't even bring it up. What's the problem of putting it on the agenda and at least have a discussion, even if it doesn't occur? At least discuss it in public. Or are you guys thrown in the back rooms? If you are, then shame on you. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to get her mad at you, because she'll slap you alongside your ugly head real quick.
Thank you. Have you ever experienced that?
Do what?
Have you ever experienced
that? Oh, I haven't many times. That's why I'm talking.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson? You can follow that.
Gather my things here, Mr. President. Thank you. A couple items to get to today, starting with the recognition of retiree Donna R. Stevenson. We have a tribute here that I'd like to read in recognition of Donna's services, and we have a tribute as well and a plaque that I'd like to present to her, have you present to her, Mr. President. I'll read the tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Donna R. Stevenson for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from July 3rd, 1989 to February 14th, 2020, 30 years and 7 months. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs its tribute to be presented to Donna Stevenson with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Todd F. Lawson, County Administrator, dated February 13th, 2020. Congratulations, Donna. Would you like to come forward, Donna? The president has a tribute.
Do you have a few words, too?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 30 years is a long time.
Yep. Well, you came here, you were 12, I guess, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm older than you think. A lot.
Aren't we all?
Could you do me a favor? Just
hang
up the
light. Like, I'm telling you. Well,
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Where's the glare coming from?
I don't want to say.
Congratulations. His head or mine?
That's what I said.
Well, congratulations. And thank you very much for all you've done for the county. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Enjoy your retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Donna.
Congratulations, Donna. I'm surprised you didn't take the opportunity to address the council and all your colleagues in the audience, but.
It's okay.
All right.
Is she related to Bill Stevenson?
I don't know.
Well, Bill was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll move on to the County Administrator's Report for February 18th, 2020. Item 1, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Peninsula Lakes Phase 7B, Pump Station 2 and Force Main received substantial completion effective February 7th. Item 2, on Wednesday, February 26, 2020, the Common Interest Community Ombudsman will host a Community Association Governance Workshop from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Workshop will take place at the Sussex County Association of Realtors located at 23407 Park Avenue in Georgetown. The workshop is focused on governance issues experienced by homeowners and or community associations. The workshop is free and the public is welcome, but seating is limited. Please register via email at doj.ombudsman@delaware.gov. More information regarding this workshop is attached. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings, first quarter employee recognition awards.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. At this time, the county would like to recognize 4 employees to the Shining Star program. The program recognizes and celebrates employees who demonstrate exceptional performance, service, and/or accomplishments. Employees receive recognition through electronic badges from coworkers, supervisor, and external customers. Each quarter, a committee made up of employees select honorable mention winners who receive a going above and beyond badge. I would now like to take this time to recognize the honorable mention winners for last quarter. The first employee is Sabrina Fite from the Mapping and Addressing Department. Sabrina was scheduled to present at the ESRI Mid-Atlantic User Conference in Philadelphia to highlight the county's GIS work. However, Sabrina had a child care conflict, but was willing to drive to and from Philly 2 days in a row to attend the conference. To complicate matters, there was snow in the forecast in the Philly area, which was sure to impact the morning commute. Rather than bowing out of co-presenting, Sabrina contacted friends, worked out a slumber party for her daughter, drove home after day one sessions, packed her daughter up, got her off to her friends, drove back to Philly the same night, equaling 10 driving hours in one day to stay overnight and not risk being snowed out of the presentation. Sabrina presented like a pro in a standing room only crowd who were all impressed with the GIS team's work. These actions show clear commitment to her team and the county. The next three employees are being honored together by demonstrating outstanding teamwork. These employees are Sarah Hastings, Carrie Patterson of the Assessment Division, and Kristen Headley of Planning and Zoning. A builder had a settlement scheduled for a property on Friday. However, the house failed three inspections on Thursday. The builder corrected the issues on Friday, but knew that all the inspectors were scheduled on jobs until Monday. The builder both called and visited the county in a panic at 4:25 p.m. on Friday that the homeowners didn't have a place to stay. Prior contacting us, the builder attempted to move the settlement date to Monday, but was unable to reschedule for another 2 weeks. Knowing that the people had no place to stay if they didn't go to the settlement, the county's team that included Sarah, Carrie, Kristen, and Andy Wright of Building Code was willing to work after hours to make sure that the house was able to go to settlement and a CO could be issued. Not one person complained when they needed to stay late on Friday to help customers waiting to settle on their home. It was great to see everyone from all the departments that were needed, assessment, planning and zoning, and building code, come together at the last minute with a solution that helped a customer with a problem that was not created by them or the county. We want to thank these employees and the other employees who received badges this quarter. So if you could come up, the four quarter winners, and please come up and be recognized right now. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Your picture taken real quick. Here, stick it in here. Get
stick it in here.
Thank you. New version of it.
Ladies can put the t-shirts down and just pull over.
Same.
Right. Whatever Chip says. Hollywood production.
Next item is the pension committee appointments. I am requesting your approval to appoint three members to our pension committee. One is a new appointment and two are reappointments. The committee is made up of seven members. Whoever is serving at the position of the finance director, county administrator, county human resources director are always members of the committee. Two Sussex County community members, a current Sussex County employee and a retired Sussex County employee who currently receive a county pension are appointed by county council for a four-year term. Mr. David Baker and Ms. Kathy Roth are the two reappointments. Mr. Baker serves on the committee in the capacity as a current pensioner, and Ms. Kathy Roth serves on the committee as a current employee. The third appointment to be filled is one of the community member seats. I'm recommending Mitchell Rogers. Mr. Rogers is a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. He has 20 years of investment advisor experience, which includes portfolio analysis and retirement planning. With his strong investment background, with experience in retirement planning services, he will make a valuable asset to the committee. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council appoint David Baker as the current county pensioner, Kathy Roth as the current county employee, and Mitchell Rogers as the community member to serve on the pension committee for a term of 4 years.
Pleasure, council.
I so move.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I'd like to point
Riley.
Out, David Baker, in particular, is a very good addition. Not only is he a pensioner, but he happens to be a licensed financial advisor as well. So he has expertise and understanding and knowing the right questions to ask. Mitchell Rogers is someone that I've known for some time. Some of you may know him as well, but he also, with his depth of knowledge and expertise, has the ability to ask the right questions and help keep our investments on track. So I'm very pleased with those additions.
More questions to council? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yet. Motion carried. It's now time for our advertised 10:15 public hearing. Mr. Lawson, you're going to run the hearing this morning?
Yes, I will, Mr. President. Thank you very much. Now is the time and place for a public hearing related to the Cherry Creek Valley annexation to the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, the Angola Neck area. I see Mr. Ashman and Mr. Medlars coming forward. They will make a presentation regarding this annexation, and then we'll invite the public to participate. Mr. Ashman, thank you.
Good morning. Yes, this is for the proposed Herring Creek Valley expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. These are parcels along Camp Arrowhead Road north of Waterview Road. The engineering department received requests from several property owners interested in having the county extend the sewer district boundary. The request caused us to create and distribute a polling letter to the area. The results of those polling letters were mixed, and we've prepared the current boundary based on those requests for service and the requirement to maintain a contiguous boundary. One property has multiple mobile homes and campers that are currently connected to a common septic system and or cesspool, and they are currently working with DenRect in an attempt to clean up the site, and Central Sewer would benefit this property as well as take care of some environmental issues. The county is currently in design of the Joy Beach Area Project, which extends sewer service to the Happy-Go-Lucky Mobile Home Park just south of this boundary expansion. And this would allow us the opportunity to take advantage of some economies of scale and work this in with our Joy Beach project. The engineering department received permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on January 14th. Those notices were posted in the area on January 27th and advertised on February 5th and 12th. Today, we have had no response in support or opposition to the proposed boundary. However, several phone calls of people wishing to attend the meeting today.
Okay, what you're including in the boundary, the proposed boundary, is only the people who wanted to be in the district?
And the ones to make it contiguous. You remember we have a continuity requirement under the state code. So that is the minimum number of people we need, or parcels we need, to make it contiguous. Now, the other key thing is we do have the funding for Joy Beach. We would ask for supplemental funding, which would mean all the terms for Joy Beach would apply, including the rate cap and the sewer connection charges being rolled into the project. So we have an environmental issue, and we have a financial benefit, and we have the minimum number of parcels we need to make it happen.
Okay. Questions to council?
Are some of those people being compelled to join against their will, or
that's what I was thinking?
They are parcels that either did not respond to the polling letter or responded in a negative. However, we needed them in order to make the boundary contiguous.
How does that work? I mean,
there's two options on how that can work, and we try to work this with the individuals. If we extend this the project but do not provide service to a parcel, that particular parcel will not be built. However, if anything goes wrong in the future and this parcel requests service in the future, all charges apply. So It is essentially a gamble you take as an individual. If the parcel is served, the parcel will be built and they have so much time to connect. All the charges which apply to the project, i.e. no sewer connection charges, reduced rates, apply to that. So there is a benefit and there's a drawback. But that is a discussion we will have with the individuals if and when you approve the extension.
There is potential for them to opt out, but then in the future they'd pay the total freight if they decided back in? Is that not hearing
that right? The engineering department designs the project and does not include service to a particular parcel. That means the parcel is legally in the sewer district but cannot be technically served, so we don't bill them. However, that comes with difficulties in the future.
Questions of council?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. We'll run the hearing. You'll have your time. You'll have your time. You'll get plenty of time.
And that time is right now. We're going to invite the public, anyone interested in discussing this requirement, excuse me, this annexation request. We ask you to sign in. Ms. Webb, just put the thing in. Ma'am, we'll have the ma'am go first and sign in, please. State your name and address for the record, and the floor is yours.
Okay. Good morning.
Are you two together?
No.
Okay. We'll call you one by one.
Good morning. My name is Mary Lou Joseph. My address is 20206 Dodtown Road in Harbison, and I'm the owner of Cherry Creek Valley Mobile Home Park. My father owned the park for, I guess he bought it back in the early 1970s, and at that time it was already an existing park, so it is an older mobile home park. Approximately about 3 years ago now, Denrec contacted my father over environmental issues with the septics out there. But at that time, he was suffering with dementia. So I had to step in and deal with that matter. The officers with Denrec were very, very helpful to me. They were very understanding of my situation. And I've been working with them since to take care of those matters. And in that process, too, during this time, I've been cleaning up. I've hauled off probably about 7 or 8 dumpsters, roll-off dumpsters of trash, and probably about 12 dumpsters of scrap metal, like 5 abandoned campers, and it's about 7 or 8 abandoned cars. So I'm working on trying to clean up the park and make it a better place for my tenants. The central sewer system would be is very necessary for out there for environmental issues, as well as to make a viable park and a better place for my tenants. So I am respectfully requesting that you act favorably on this matter, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Gentlemen, you're next.
Good morning. I'm Neil Frock. Of 33997 Cherry Walk Drive, which is in the area proposed here. My property is one of the ones that are highlighted in yellow, and I was wondering, are the sewers and septics only going to those yellow areas?
That is the proposal at this time.
Okay, now everything across the road from me is not in highlighted in yellow, so I guess the sewer would run down our side of the street then.
Which parcel is yours?
Right here. And this is the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, they will either be brought down the road or brought in from the back.
So it could come in from the back?
It could.
Okay, great. I just also want to find out when the project is thinking of being started.
For the council's benefit, the project design has started. Mm-hmm. So this is coming in the middle, so this is perfect opportune timing. If it is extended, we would then file the supplemental request. Once the supplemental funding request is approved, it would include it in the design, and we would bid the whole thing together sometime this year.
Sometime this year, probably. Yes. Late summer, fall, late something.
Fall of this year would be the bid, and the construction next year, probably about a half year to 9 months construction.
Okay, good. We're happy about it. Anyway, I also wondered what the hookup cost approximation would be. You might as well stay up here.
The cost is based on, there's a debt cost associated with it and a service cost. And if you add both it together, you come up with the affordable cost, which is 1.5% of median household income, and the dollar amount is $830, give or take, per year.
Per year, that would be added to our taxes.
Okay. That would be a sewer bill.
Gotcha. Okay. And it's a gravel road right now. After they put the pipes in, we're very prone to potholes. Are they going to surface it with blacktop? Because once the potholes come back, and they will, I'm afraid the new pipes are going to be affected.
This is a sewer project.
Okay, that's why I'm asking the question.
Not a road project. So there are certain things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We can restore it to the minimum standards required under the county code, and that's what we normally do. And that is a funding question, but that's what we put forward. So you would say the minimum would be a paved road, but we have to get approval for that. That's why I'm careful when I answer
right.
the question.
Okay, so that's up in the air. Okay.
Was that the last question?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Next, sir, you got the one down.
Hi, my name is Jason Batt. I live on this road. It's a secondary property to me. And my concerns were, one, you said the taxes would be raised, but is there an impact fee in addition to that initial for the sewer?
There's no taxes in raising at all.
In other words, when you start the project, are we forced to join your septic or your public water? And if so, what is the impact fee initially before our taxes are increased annually?
If you are served, that is a decision you and the county engineering department will decide. If you are served under this project, there would be no impact fee or sewer connection charge. It would be zero. If you choose to be not served, you would not incur a bill, you would not be asked to connect. However, if your system failed or you needed a repair, or anything required and impacted your permit, then you would have to pay that fee in addition to everything else.
And do we know what that fee is?
Today it is $6,350.
Okay, so we have a septic, just to be clear, we have a septic system. Mm-hmm. That system fails or even needs a simple repair.
DNREC will void your permit and ask you to connect.
And then at that time it'll be $6,000
mm-hmm. and change. So you have to make the decision.
You're kind of forced to make the decision.
You are making the decision based on your best knowledge today. If you put your system in yesterday and you know you have an up-to-date system, a PSN3 system, mm-hmm. you know, you already spent $20,000, why would you want to connect?
Agreed.
If your system is 20 years old, you definitely want to connect. So here's your two extremes.
Yeah, that's an extreme. What if it's 10 years old, you know? You're stuck. You're a rock and hard place.
You're not. Remember, and that, upon transfer, if you sold tomorrow, most likely you would need upgrades. Most likely you would be forced to upgrade it. So if you intend to stay there for the rest of your life, you probably don't want to connect. If you have plans to sell in the next 5 years, you probably want to connect.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that fee just for sewer, or is that both sewer and water?
It's only for sewer.
It's only for sewer.
Sewer only.
So there's no fee for water?
We do not provide water. We did not get a request for water.
So it's just sewer going in. Did you
know that, Neil, by chance?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was sewer and water.
Just sewer.
Just sewer. Okay, and as he said, the properties that are highlighted in yellow, they're the ones that are going to be fed, and any other property in white will not?
Will not.
That's not the whole neighborhood.
Right. Oddly enough, because it's kind of separate, if I may go to mm-hmm. the screen. Our properties, we live on Cherry Walk Drive, all right, which comes off of Camp Arrowhead here. This property is completely separate. It's a different trailer park. So this is a one street cul-de-sac, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is Cherry Walk Drive that turns into David Road, but there's no access from anywhere other than Cherry Walk on David. So you're saying that all these people on David Drive are not going to have sewer run to their properties?
Not today.
That's still the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Again, we did.
If you would, you go up there.
Yeah.
Just to answer the question, let's just say you asked it. The reason why they're not included, because the majority of the returns were not favorable.
So they, so the people said they didn't want that sewer?
Correct.
Hooked up.
The majority, not all of them.
Okay. So the first one, two, three, four properties
the first
on the left side?
The response was not favorable.
Here?
No, the ones on the other side.
The ones on the other side?
No,
the, I'm just trying to get a clear understanding.
So most of the ones you're seeing in yellow were in favor or required to keep us a contiguous boundary and knowing where we are going to need to install pipes to serve those that did request to have service.
Okay.
Those in the back, there were sporadic, I'd say one every five or six lots. So for us to install pipe...
Back here?
Yes. So for us to install pipe back there to serve one home is not cost effective.
Okay. I believe there's 27 lots on this particular street. Again, they're separate. This is kind of a separate neighborhood.
Correct.
Trailer park.
Correct.
So that's all getting sewer. That's all been approved.
No, not... Well, that's what they're doing today, is approving whether, if they...
And anything in white here or here, because my property happens to be right here, that is not highlighted, so I don't have the option. If I want, it's sewer.
So the whole road is brought in because it's a single ownership?
Okay, so it is coming all the way down?
Just the road itself, because it is a private parcel and it's single ownership, so we brought the entire road in.
How did you respond to the polling letter, sir?
This was several years ago that I received it. Mm-hmm. I think there was an option. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter one way or the other to me. It was yes, approve it, no, or it doesn't matter. It didn't matter to me. Again, my septic and well are fairly new, 10 years old roughly. So what my main concern is that impact thing. If my septic does fail down the road, then I'm stuck. I mean, I think my septic only cost $8,000 to have it put in.
Then.
Then.
Right. I understand it would be more now, but paying that fee and then an additional $800 a year for taxes?
Yes.
It seems extreme. I live in Wilmington. My primary residence is there, and I have a five-bedroom home. My sewer tax is only $300 a year based on my water usage. How can you justify an $800 increase in taxes?
The $800 fee is broken down in $286, which is the service charge. The Sussex County service charge is actually less than the Newcastle service charge. You pay more. The $500+ is the debt associated with the project. That goes away after 20 years.
After 20 years. So hopefully the septic system works for 20 years.
That would be great.
Right? That would be the best possible scenario.
But you see, like, for you to be included, we can certainly include you if you ask today you want to be included. Because if you go and look at this here, the boundary today is here. This is the boundary of the sewer district right here. So we make it contiguous. If you wanted to be part of it, we can include you. You can make the suggestion.
That's a request I would need to make today?
Today. Today's the council decides today.
Whether or not the project is going to go forward?
No. Whether.
So the project is going forward regardless?
No, I'm not saying this. The council decides whether the project is moving forward, but the council also always decides whether to add or subtract parcels.
Okay, and what would the benefit for me to say, yes, I want to have that option, to do that today? Otherwise, I don't have the option.
Otherwise, you don't have the option.
At any point in time. And I'd have to make that connection.
If you wanted to have it 5 years from now, you would have to extend the pipe in addition to paying the fee.
In addition to the fee. Mm-hmm. Any idea of how much that might be? It's a guesstimate.
More than $20,000.
More than $20,000. Mm-hmm. Considerably more than a septic would cost today.
Today a septic costs $20,000.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. And it comes with a $300 to $500 fee per year, because you have to have it operated by a third party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, maybe you want to sit down and think about it while we have more speakers.
Well, I could ponder, yeah, I'm sure other people have things to say. How long would the project take? Neil had asked when it would start. Sometime this year is possible, but how long would that project take?
Once the project is fully complete, the county engineer sends out the letter, the service is available. you have 120 days thereafter. So let's say 2 years from now, you would make a decision whether you hire a plumber or not.
Now, this is the whole, this is the entire...
That's the entire project.
Project. Mm-hmm. So I'm specific talking about Cherry Walk Drive.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years from now, you would make the decision whether you're going to hire a plumber or not.
And connect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
So you'd be a fool not to say, yes, I do want, I want the option to have that.
I would want connection. The option if I were you.
Yeah.
But I'm not making a decision.
Hey, I understand that you're not. But I, again, just thinking out loud, you'd have to be a fool not to accept that. Or request it at this time.
We strictly went off our polling letter, so, you know, like you were undecided at the time, so.
So how is this sewer based, again, in Wilmington, it's based on water usage. How do you base the usage of the sewer, or the cost of the sewer,
by residential,
if we have a private well?
By a residential unit. The vast majority of
so
our...
So just an average.
The vast majority of our customers have not public water, they have private water. So we don't have any water consumption data.
Okay. I may come back, but I need to sit down and ponder.
Is there anyone else? Oh, I have a question for Mr. Wilson. Do you have a question, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I have a question. Mr. Hollins, sir.
How much will it cost to put that sewer in?
Councilman, today, given where the gentleman is located.
Yes.
And
good sewer.
Are you talking about putting in for this one person or putting the whole thing?
No, I'm just...
Talking about one.
Okay.
If the gentleman who spoke, he lives here, right? This is his parcel. We will serve everybody in yellow, which means he would have to extend the pipe across the street to his parcel,
yes,
in addition to paying the sewer connection charge. If you add that up, 5 years from now, I think he would be in the order of
$20,000. $20,000?
Yes, at that time.
Would cost like $20,000 to put a sewer system in today, right?
He would.
That goes to it. Cardboard costs all this.
Like he said, at the time, 5 years from now, if he's not asking to be included, then 5 years from now his system fails or he sells his property, and improvements are needed, he would have the choice to spend $20,000 on a PSN3 septic system, or approximately the same amount to bring sewer to his property.
Does he have the option to put a sewer system in, or
because he's not in, if you do not include him in the sewer district today, he would have the option.
I mean, 30 years ago in 1988, I didn't have the option to do that. So since sewer come by, I had to go to the sewer line.
Councilman, if you are in the sewer district,
yeah,
and if you are served, which means you have a connection, that means you're legally and technically in the district and sewer is available. And the county code and the state code both say you must be served.
So that sort of forced this young man into the sewer system, isn't it?
Remember, he's in the white. It's his decision today.
What's that?
It's his. He has to ask you to be included.
Okay. How about if I didn't ask to be into it? The natural resource says I'm required to do that.
In order to, you remember, we have the other state requirement we have is the continuity. So if you're this parcel here, this one here, we must have you included because otherwise we would not have a continuous path.
Right.
So you may have found yourself in that situation.
Okay.
You remember from time to time, I've been standing before you in the last 4.5 years where we had people we needed for a continuous path.
So you don't have to worry about replacing. I see the good part about it. Okay.
In his case, it's a personal decision.
Well, I've got one this private store, and it's been there for 50 years. I never had replacing done to it.
Because you take excellent care of it.
I could spend a lot of money on that. Do what?
Because you take excellent care of it.
Try to. Cheap probably once in a while, a couple hundred dollars. And it is to spend all that much money for treatment.
And you do have another benefit, sir. And that is you're not in the inland bays. Remember, the inland bays has a different total maximum daily load requirement.
That's correct.
Has a different requirement for septic systems than the area you live in.
You're right.
Okay. back to today's public hearing. Mr. Wilson, any more questions?
No.
Okay. Any other member of the public would like to speak on this matter? Any other member? Mr. Rieger, would you like to come down?
I just have one question with the city and what regard to sewer. Now, with financing it, the one where you're saying that the ones that are all in yellow, the ones that want to be in it and the ones that are forced into it, for the 20-year payment, theoretically, they are paying a connection charge because it's just built into a 20-year loan. What is the percentage of the $800 for the 20 years is for the connection fee? Because it seems like you have the people who want it are forcing the one next to it to pay the connection fee that doesn't want it, but it's making it seem like everybody's getting it for free. If the ones in white don't want it, maybe they should be deducted down on theirs out of the bond, and the ones in yellow pay a little bit more that want it. It just seems like you're saying that if you decide to come in 5 years, you're paying $6,000 for it to connect, road open permit or whatever you want to call it, to connect, you're paying the $6,000 when you come in. Would that $6,000 or $20,000, however it works, nobody's getting nothing for free. But it seems like when you're saying that there's no connection fee today, that they're getting it for free if they sign up. And if they wait, they're going to have to pay this, the amount. It just seems like in that $800, it should be broken down as saying this is the percentage of the monthly payment for 20 years you're paying for a connection fee, unless you can pay that amount up front and then not pay no interest or no service, however it works. It's just I don't like the term saying it's free to do it now or no charge to do it now. But if you come in, we're now going to charge you $6,000 if you don't make the decision right now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The response to Mr. Rieger's statement, and it's really not a question, but it's a statement, is in this particular case, nothing is for free. The people who are really paying it are the federal taxpayers who fund the EPA. Because you remember what I said in the beginning, it is a medium household income threshold of 1.5%. So we have already crossed that threshold. We're bringing in additional customers. There will be an additional loan component, but there will be a more significant additional grant component. The grant is paid by the federal budget and comes through to us through the state allocation of the EPA. So everybody who pays federal taxes is subsidizing it, but not the individuals. Especially if we added the gentleman who were just here. In this particular case, that is additional expense. That $6,000 would come in the form of a grant because we already crossed the MHI threshold.
Right.
So. Well stated, but off track a little bit.
I don't know.
Okay. Any other member of the public? Mr. Steck in the back?
May I ask, what district do we fall in?
This is the Angola Sewer, Angola North Sewer, Angola Sewer District.
District number 2.
Oh, in the council district? This is Mr.
Number 4.
Mr. Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I would urge you to seriously consider approving this for a variety of reasons. One is the environmental impact. This will help address the contamination of the Inland Bays. I'm not representing the Inland Bays, but I believe they have argued that septic systems are a source of contamination, whether it's now or whether it will be in the future. I also would seriously urge anybody who's contemplating this to seriously consider signing up for it because you're not going to get it any cheaper than you are now, especially if it fails in the future and you have to hook up to it. It's going to be a lot more money. Also, from what I understand of the residents in the area, these are people who would benefit by it, and this is probably one of the most cost-effective ways for them to get service without a lot of money up front. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public? Wow, Miss, are you coming? Okay. Gentleman in the hat, come forward.
I live on the one road to the back that's not colored in yellow. I was just curious why we're not doing everything. The whole neighborhood.
Sir, would you sign in, please, while Mr. Medlars addresses your question?
The parcels in white, in the majority, either declined the service or did not respond.
So, like the new neighborhoods up the road, you only did half of their neighborhoods, right?
No, the owners.
Larangle and that, you only did half of their neighborhood.
No.
Those houses in the back are closer to Van Lim Base.
You remember, this
they
is.
They should be done.
We are not in the business of forcing sewer on the public.
I know, but it should be there if you need it.
We are in the business, as per the state code, to respond to petitions. That's what we're not supposed to go out and say, would you please.
What's the whole purpose of the sewer?
To serve the existing citizens of Sussex County with sewer service.
I live in Sussex County.
Did you respond in the positive?
I didn't even get the letter. It never even came to my house. There's a few people on my street that never got it.
Is it your second address?
What? No, I live there permanently.
Oh. We didn't get any back, as far as I know. Would you like to be included?
Yeah, I would like it.
Okay, then.
I'm for it.
Perfect. We have.
Where's your property?
Can you point to your property?
Right here in Tulsa. I'm sorry, up this road here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these are properties or the trail park behind. Mm-hmm. Right here,
so
there actually is a road that used to be.
Yes.
And the man at his property or lady, whoever did it, I don't know, they put a shed there. That's who grew up. And now you can't service that road anymore. But it used to come all the way through there.
So for the record, may we say, Mr. Octavi, you'd like to be included?
Yes.
10-4. Yeah.
Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to know, first of all, how can you have a property in one of those lines in white and you're going to jump over? No way in this world. I permit it, and he knows it. Second of all, I thought you guys said we have a unified sewer district. Everybody pays for it. Now he's saying we're going to be subsidizing this garbage. Why should I be subsidizing them? Let them pay them for themselves. I don't care if it doubles the price. They want it. They want to go in the hole. Put it in the hole. But pay for it. That dumb, and I'm tired of paying for these. And particularly, she even said, oh, we don't subsidize them every year when I come up here. Am I right? You're darn right I'm right. But now, all of a sudden, you want to say, we're going to subsidize it.
I don't think so.
Ms. Jennings, do you have any response to that?
So when we, you want me to respond?
I'm not too sure.
So we talk about in the taxes, the county taxes do not subsidize except the one in the Ellendale Sewer District, which is $85,500. What he's talking about is because the federal government, this is about a 60% grant. That's what's subsidizing. It's the federal tax dollars, but as far as county tax dollars, it's not being subsidized.
We do have a unified district. We have a unified rate. Everybody pays $296. And Mr. Kramer is incorrect. The debt service covers the loan of this particular project. Every district area we have in the sewer district has a different debt service rate. So the person who flushes in Bethany Beach does not subsidize the person flushing in Joy Beach.
Right.
The only thing they share is beach in their name.
It's good.
And they're both in Councilman Hudson's district. But the Bethany Beach customer pays their debt, and the Joy Beach customer pays their debt.
Correct. Hans, before you go, I'm just going to throw this out. Would it make any sense to go back and repoll these the other people that didn't respond and see if there would be enough? I mean, would that delay the project unnecessarily?
If I may make a suggestion, it appears Mr. Tavio is ready to make a request to be included, but there may be others who are not.
Right.
If they are contiguous with the yellow boundary like he was, we can contact them one more time and then bring them back in a supplemental. And the only reason I'm saying this, because if you approve the expansion today, we can file the supplemental funding request, which needs to go in before the deadline for the SRF funding. Right. And that, so the timelines for the funding is critical. So will a two-week delay be instrumental in preventing us? No. However, it would be nicer if we could get it in, the sooner the better. And we can, anybody who's at the very end of the cul-de-sac, you know, there will be difficulties to serve them. But anybody we can readily serve, we'd be happy to bring them back in a supplemental.
I'd love to see people get another opportunity. I mean, if they maybe didn't get the notice or didn't respond. I know, but I'd love to see.
Oh, you want to push it off?
I don't want to push it off, but.
I don't think.
I know. I mean, that's the catch 22 there.
Mr. Lawson, do you have a suggestion?
I think Mr. Medlar said we could move forward today, and then he'll come back because he has to get the financial application in now. And then we can come back with a supplemental in a few weeks, which will solve Mr. Riley's concerns of anyone else out there that chooses to join. That'll give us a couple weeks to go out and solicit that feedback. So it's a...
And maybe some of the people that were here today would spread the news to their neighbors. And, you know.
That may give them an opportunity to consider what they heard today. There's a lot to consider today.
If I may, when I received the letter, there was very little information about in regards to taxes, what the impact fees were, and any associated costs. So I think that'd be very helpful for all people to know what they are. They can make a better decision if they have more information.
Well, we keep using the word taxes.
It's not a tax.
No, it's a user fee.
It's a sewer bill.
There were two mailings to this Cherry Walk area. One was several years ago when we did the actual original Joy Beach annexation. We had one parcel requesting, and that may be the letter you're discussing. Mm-hmm. We had a more recent polling which explained the rates would be based on the Joy Beach.
I didn't receive that.
And I apologize for that, but it should have been the same mailing, and I didn't get any response back from our secretaries that we received any mailings back. So
I think it's a great idea. Whoever suggested, maybe they could go out and poll instead of telling me I need to make a decision here today whether I want that option.
So we could have council approve the boundary as stated today. I can get responses back from your community. Do a remailing if you want. We can do a supplemental annexation at a later date.
I'd like to confirm that you have my actual address today. I'll give it to you. I'll be happy to do that. But it would be helpful, I think.
You and I'll meet after they're done, and I'll get your address.
Very good. Thank you. All right.
The public hearing is still going on. We need to see if there's any final call. Yes, ma'am, in the back.
Hi, my name is Yu Li. I live around the Angola Road that goes, Camp Arrowhead goes this way, and then Camp Arrowhead goes this way, and then Angola Road. And we were included in the sewer district maybe about 10 years ago or so. And I think there's some misunderstanding that I have about the fees. At that time, our connection fee was waived, but no matter where we were connected or not, I thought we had to pay the sewer tax. So if you opt in, then you have to pay the sewer tax whether or not you are connected or use the service. Is that true?
The original Angola district, just like any other district, we have the two components of the fee. The code at the time did not have what we call today an availability fee. So at the time you were to pay the debt. Because if you're putting a roof on the condo building, everybody gets the benefit of the roof. So if the sewer is in, you pay the debt component, $500. The service charge today is applied as the applicability fee, which is set now under the new code by council every year. So debt, everybody who's in the district pays the debt. If you don't take the service, the availability fee sets how much you pay to have the service available to you in the future. That's current code.
Okay, and also you talked about the debt service. Is that 20 years? So that portion of the fee will be over about 20 years from now?
It is different for every district area, and the finance director reminded me that this particular one is a 30-year debt. But I do not recall what the Angola was.
I think it was 20 years, so...
Your memory is better than mine.
Well...
But Ms. Jennings may look it up for you, and you can get the information later.
So that portion of the fee will be over when the debt service period...
It goes... We have loans which run as short as 20 and as long as 40, and anything in between. Okay. We have 30s, we have 25s. So we have a lot of different ones. So forgive me for not knowing every single one.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience that would like to speak on this matter? Okay.
We'll come back.
Second. Yes, sir.
I'm just curious. You said you're going to send out new vouchers or whatever to ask people's opinions. So can I use your mouse for a minute?
Yes, please.
So if you're already running plate down this road, or here, this little side road. Why wouldn't you just keep it going? And if people wanted to use it, they could use it. If they didn't, they didn't. People sell their houses or whatever. They get new tenants or residents.
Mr. Terry makes a reasonable request. However, if you're in the white and we run a pipe down the road, we cannot legally send you a bill.
Because color yellow.
only council can do that.
All right. Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
The engineering department cannot.
Right. All right. I'm just stating. I mean, some people might want to, some people might not, and I might lose out because of a vote. And some of them people aren't there all the time. I live there all the time.
Well, your property butts up to yellow, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's in the white.
No, but we can get
yellow
you.
Next to it.
Well, yeah, I'm right at the end. I'm almost there.
Okay, so the yellow's right next to you.
I'm thinking if that's... If that's me right there, I don't know if that's the trailer park behind me or not. I don't know which. I can't really tell from that picture.
I think we're committed to, the engineering department is committed to send out a third set of letters and make sure that we take the responses back in a supplemental request to council.
So you're saying that I could get hooked up if I'm that close?
You already asked to be included, so I thought...
That's what I meant. I'm not...
I thought we were going to put you in right now.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was a definite or not, or a way I could lose a vote.
Only council decides.
Hi, Mr. Visit. How you doing?
Good. If you want in, you certainly have in for us. But I mean, that's
would you like to be in today?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
He's still in today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Last call. Anyone else? Sir?
I don't want to beat this to death. I just want to find out the $500 debt service is for...
I stand corrected. It's for 30 years.
It's 30. Okay.
The application was for 30 years for garbage.
Okay, so it's to about $300 in taxes, and then the debt service on what? The for the EPA?
The loan portion of our project.
Because it won't... Okay, so that's the extra thing in addition to our impact fee.
No, the impact...
Okay, yeah, I'll let you explain.
Wow. If you're in the yellow and you're part of the project, your costs are capped at $296 per year plus the debt service, which is roughly $540, give or take. The sewer connection charge is included and you pay nothing, zero. So, when you get the letter from us 24 months from now, it will say, you have 120 days to connect. Here's your clean out we agreed to. Call your plumber and make the arrangements.
Right.
So we would not be paying the impact fee for the yellow.
You would, you could pay your plumber.
You're paying a plumber to connect,
gotcha.
Not the impact.
Thank you.
Any idea how much that might be?
Today, it's $6,300
to impact. For your plumber to go from
that. No. That is
He's just asking for the hookup.
Yeah, for the connection from your house to.
How much does a plumber cost?
A plumber cost today, hook that up.
A couple hundred bucks.
The plumbing cost can run you anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000, depending on your complexity. We've seen it as low as $1,200, because we will work with you where we place the cleanup. We will place it in the most opportune location for you. We work with every single individual homeowner. So, we have seen people group together. We're doing a very big project right now. A lot of the homeowners have banded together to do that 10, 12, 15 units at a time. We just finished one, as a matter of fact, it's on the agenda for today, where we did the connections for less than $1,200 a pop, but we did 65 together.
Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing.
Close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, we'll close public comment. And somebody's got a, here he comes.
Lane closure.
Or foreclosed.
So to be clear, I'm gonna do my resolution as amended today based
to
on
include that gentleman's piece of property.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Okay, this is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the Cherry Creek Valley area and several parcels of land along the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, located in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware, as amended today.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Did Mr. have to be named specifically, no, or is he in no. the amendment?
That as the amendment covers that.
Okay.
Yeah. Your vote?
I vote yes.
There you go. Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And you will expeditiously get out these third round of mailings?
Yes, and I'm going to meet with him.
And make sure the gentleman that came up a couple times, he has the right address.
Yes. We will do so.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Poff. Come on down, sir.